Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have part two of our book series, Eat, Pray, Love, for you today.
Awesome. So we did part one.
Yeah.
And that basically talked about, you know, the writer, Gilbert, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the purpose of it and her whole experience.
Yeah, it was kind of an overview, right?
Right.
Of her and the book. And today we're bringing you more of like what captures the book. We have an excerpt from the book, and we're just going to read it and then talk about this. It's like a big quote, basically, mm-hmm. right? So why don't we take a listen to this quote from
Perfect.
The book.
I've come to believe in something I call the physics of the quest. A force in nature governed by laws as real as the laws of gravity. The rule of quest physics goes something like this. If you're brave enough to leave behind everything familiar and comforting, which can be anything from your house to bitter old resentments, and set out on a truth-seeking journey, either externally or internally, and if you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue, and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher. And if you are prepared, most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you.
Okay, so we just heard a clip. This was an excerpt from the book. Really, really like kind of meaningful, mm-hmm. you know, book. And this really captures the essence of the book, I think.
Right. And the expression here is the physics of the quest.
Yeah, physics of the quest. So we saw quest in our last lesson mm-hmm. in part one. And so a quest, it's kind of like a journey, right?
There's a purpose to it. Mm-hmm. And in this case, the purpose is reaching some sort of fulfillment.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a kind of a difficult journey. You're aiming mm-hmm. for something. You're searching for something.
Right.
Yeah, and it's pretty formal. We don't really use it that much unless it's really...
Unless you're seeking something
for sure.
important. And the physics of the quest is just basically how it came about mm-hmm. and what came from the journey.
Yeah. So this expression, the physics of, it's kind of like how it works. Mm-hmm. So it's like how nature forces it and it's governed by these laws.
Right. So now here, laws mm-hmm. is not a specific law.
Right. No.
But it is kind of the concept of things, the rules of things.
Yeah. So if you have some kind of condition, this will always happen. So if I hold an apple and I drop it, it will fall. That's like Newton's laws.
Yeah. Right, the law of gravity.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a very common saying if something's going to go wrong, mm-hmm. it will.
Yeah,
and we call that Murphy's Law.
Oh, Murphy's Law. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So that's a very, Murphy and his laws again.
Yeah, and so we have this word governed too. So this physics of the quest is governed by, it's controlled by. This is not like a ruling leader, like
right.
a president. But that's where we get the word.
Yeah, it's the same kind of idea. It's mm-hmm. controlling, it's mm-hmm. limiting.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So if something's limited by the law of gravity,
yeah.
that means something will fall down. It won't fall up.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so. For sure. It could be also just influenced by... Mm-hmm. It's where we get the word government, too.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
For sure. So Gilbert says that these laws are as real as gravity.
Right. So we talked about the law of gravity. Gravity, you mentioned Newton.
Right. Yeah.
And his apple falling mm-hmm. and hitting him on the head. And he
yes.
realizes,
Isaac Newton.
Uh-huh. Things fall down.
Gravity.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and basically, if you drop two things, like mm-hmm. a rock
yeah.
and a feather,
yeah.
they're going to fall at the same rate.
Even on the moon. They did that on the moon.
Yeah.
And they fell at the same speed.
So, gravity is the falling rate. And if mm-hmm. something is grave, for
yeah.
example, or
yeah.
has gravity, it means it's serious. It's heavy.
Yeah. Something. Yeah. It's meaningful, powerful,
mm-hmm.
even. Yeah.
Exactly.
I love that movie, Gravity. That was a good one. Yeah. So she explains this quest physics, and it goes something like this.
Right. So goes something like this. It's kind of like an introduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's you often hear it in songs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm thinking of a Will Smith song.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's basically just introducing.
Yeah, and you're like explaining it.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, it goes like this.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, this is how it works.
Right, and yeah. We don't always say the something.
Right, right, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You just said, it goes like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning this is how it works, this yeah. is how it goes, this is how it does.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You can add the something just to make it a little bit, oh, it's similar to this.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically she's saying, well, she's talking about her own situation. She mm-hmm. had to leave behind all these, her comfort zone, as we talked about in the
right.
last lesson. You're leaving behind everything that's familiar and comforting, and it could be anything at all, and it could be old resentments.
Right. So if something leaves you bitter.
Yeah.
It's like a sour taste in your mouth.
Yeah,
like if you
yeah.
eat a lemon, it's bitter,
yeah.
right? Same kind of thing. So you
yeah.
have these resentments, things mm-hmm. that you regret maybe that someone
yeah.
did to you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
you're still holding on to these things
yeah,
that
yeah.
usually someone has wronged you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It could also be if you're like forced or you feel like you're mm-hmm. forced into a situation. The common example, I think, is like a stepfather or
right.
a stepson or somebody.
It's know like, it well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, so it's, yeah, it's not my real father. It's my stepfather. And
right.
I didn't ask for this. I didn't want this, but it's, yeah.
Right. And for example, or another example is if you're working in a company and mm-hmm. you've maybe been there a little bit longer
mm-hmm.
and you and someone else apply for the same job and they get the job.
Yeah.
You will resent them maybe.
Yeah,
because
it's not their fault.
No, I mean, they have worked hard. There, uh-huh. I mean, there may be other reasons for
yeah,
it, but,
yeah.
You know, generally we hope that they've earned it.
Yeah. And Tara just said the verb form, resent.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So if you can let go of all these resentments, you can then set out.
On this truth-seeking
oh, yeah.
jerky.
Truth-seeking
jerky.
Journey. Jerky.
Yes. Yeah. I want some beef jerky
mm-hmm,
right now.
That sounds delicious.
So in the first part, we used the word embark.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She began, she started this difficult journey.
Uh-huh. And it's like a big journey. It's
mm-hmm.
like a big plan, right?
Right. And so set out is mm-hmm. the same as embark.
Yeah.
Just begin.
For sure. You're starting some activity and you have an aim or a goal that you want to reach.
Right.
Yeah. You wouldn't say, oh, I'm setting out to go to work. No, it's a small thing.
Right. It's
yeah.
usually you have to pack,
mm-hmm.
you have to think, you have to buy tickets,
yeah.
you have to do, it's,
yeah.
you set out on something.
Yeah, and you don't know what the result is going to
mm-hmm.
be, right? You're going to try. It's kind of a risk. Almost.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like a new adventure.
Sure.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And in this case, it's a truth-seeking journey.
Yeah, yeah, truth seeking. I like this. There's a lot of truth seekers around these.
Yes.
They're looking for
conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm, yeah. looking for, or like it could be the out external truth,
mm-hmm.
Or it could be internal, like inner truth, inner peace. You
right,
know?
And which we talked about, I think, in the last lesson. And,
mm-hmm.
and definitely in this case, Gilbert was looking for that inner truth.
Yeah, yeah,
who
for
she
sure.
was.
Mm-hmm. So I just said the word external or internal, and
mm-hmm.
so the next word's externally or internally. So that's, of course,
outside or inside.
Outside or inside. Internal. Yeah, you get those in and X. X just means, of course,
outside.
Out. Yeah.
So another example from the workplace
mm-hmm.
is if they're posting a new job,
mm-hmm.
they will sometimes post it internally first.
Yeah.
So meaning they will offer it to the people inside the company.
Yeah, within the company, right?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And if they can't find anyone
mm-hmm.
from within the company,
yeah.
then they'll post it externally.
Right, yeah.
So outside the company.
For sure. We wouldn't really use this in like, oh, if you're going to say I'm going outside, I'm going external.
No.
No, no.
No.
No, you just use it in these certain situations.
Unless you're in a spaceship. But
yeah,
no, it's more of a formal situation,
yeah.
We might
say like, external beauty and internal beauty,
right.
something like that.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you're buying decorations for your house
mm-hmm.
or lights or something, you get internal or external lights.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
Inside
That's
or
right.
outside.
So now she's giving some conditions. If you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on this journey you're setting out
mm-hmm.
on as a clue.
Mm-hmm. Which is a hint or mm-hmm. kind of a guidance?
Yeah, just, yeah.
A direction,
exactly,
almost.
Exactly, yeah. Like, I mean, some things are not clues, I think, but...
They're kind of obvious.
Yeah,
and...
yeah, a coincidence,
yeah.
right? But if you take something and you're like, oh, what can I learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of a hint to my life or something.
Right, so if you're starting a new adventure
mm-hmm.
and something happens,
yeah.
think of it as this is something that's meant to guide you.
For sure, yeah.
Right? Yep. So that is the hint. And basically that everyone you meet is also there to guide you.
Yeah. I mean, this is like the one thing you always think of. Like, if somebody seems, if you're talking to somebody for a long time and it seems like they're getting bored, that's a clue that you talk too much, maybe.
Right. Or they're not paying attention at all.
Yes, that could be the other one. Yeah. For sure. And you need to find a new friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, again, she has these conditions that are according to these laws. And if you are prepared, most of all.
Right. Mostly.
Yeah, exactly. The most important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're, you know, mostly ready to face and forgive. Mm-hmm. So face any new situation that's coming your way. Mm-hmm. Forgive old resentments or old hostility or bitterness.
Yeah. And this is so true. Like, you really have to go through some difficult things to could get to the other side.
Right. And if you accept those things, then nothing will be withheld from you.
Yeah. So this is a great word. I like this one. Withheld, like, literally just means refuse to give something back.
Keep it from you.
Exactly. Yeah. Like sometimes I think of it, when you see crimes on the news, they don't say the name of the family of the victim or sometimes the criminal at the beginning.
Yes.
They're withholding the name.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're keeping it secret.
Yeah.
Also, if you are renting an apartment
and
you give a deposit when you first move in and maybe you like to party and you've spilled things on the floor and damaged things, they will withhold your deposit.
Oh,
meaning they will not give it back to you.
They won't give it back. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of financial things like withholding checks, withholding maybe a company's withholding benefits because they don't have enough money or something like that. Yeah. So anyway, in this case, it's just like you will learn the truth. It will be revealed.
Yeah. And it's basically what all of this is saying is if you are open to new experiences, open to growth, open to learning, the world is your oyster.
Yeah. Oh, good expression. Yeah. The world is your oyster. Yeah. Everything will... You'll just be enlightened.
Right, and everything you want will come to you. If you're positive and if you, you know, want the best, you can't, like, for example, if something goes wrong, you can't freak out.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
you just have to roll with the punches.
Yeah. If life gives you lemons, make lemonade.
Exactly. And add some vodka.
Nice. Yeah.
To make it a little better. Yeah. Yeah. So let's take another listen at the entire thing.
Okie doke.
I've come to believe in something I call the physics of the quest. A force in nature governed by laws as real as the laws of gravity. The rule of quest physics goes something like this. If you're brave enough to leave behind everything familiar and comforting, which can be anything from your house to bitter old resentments, and set out on a truth-seeking journey, either externally or internally, and if you are truly willing to regard everything that happens to you on that journey as a clue, and if you accept everyone you meet along the way as a teacher. And if you are prepared, most of all, to face and forgive some very difficult realities about yourself, then the truth will not be withheld from you.
So for me, this content really hits home right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because I am very close to embarking on a new journey in
life.
You're
setting out.
Setting out on a new journey.
Yeah, out of your comfort zone.
Definitely, to somewhere cold. So I am going with an open mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to a place that is one of the most dangerous places in Canada, apparently. I just found out last weekend.
She's going to be fine. Tara will be fine.
But, you know, thinking of all the bad things that possibly could happen will just weigh me down.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going with the perspective of it's going to be a big adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll roll with those punches because there'll be some punches.
Yeah.
Not literally. But but I'm just going to, whatever, you know, comes what may, I'll be fine.
Yeah, for sure. And even though it's one of the more dangerous places in Canada, it's still a safe place.
It's still
Canada
a safe
good place.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, for me as well, this kind of hits home, I guess, like when I set out to live in Korea for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was still struggling with myself, who I am, you know, trying to learn about who I will become. So.
And then when you move back, it's the same thing.
Yeah,
right?
When I came back to Canada,
because you're a different person than
when
you left.
Yeah, I came back, and it was hard to connect with people. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah. So that, you know, this is kind of a lifelong struggle, I think, in some ways.
The key is to be open-minded and positive and kind of chill about things.
Yeah, and be able to let go of the past resentments or not be bitter.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So what about you guys? What's your take on this?
Mm-hmm, yeah, does this speak to you? Does this hit home? Does it connect with you?
Yeah, and we look forward to reading your comments.
Mm-hmm, and we'll talk to you later.
Take care.
Bye-bye.